Thought with this being final home game, this being Dallas Cowboy week, you know, opportunity to go out on the bang, get the fans riled up, say thank you to them, and beat the Cowboys. You know, what better way to end it?
That, folks, the voice of London Fletcher, who of course is walking away from the game of football, as was announced this week.
Maybe.
Rob Woodfork, yeah, 99% sure, right? How many times do we hear Michael Jordan give that same number?
Right.
Well. Different set.
Not anymore.
Michael Jordan was never 3-11, I don't think. Rob Woodfork with you, alongside Megan Clougherty, George Wallace, and Dave Preston. We have a full house here, folks.
Where's Uncle Joey when you need him?
Uncle Jesse's not here either.
Uncle Joey, Uncle Jesse.
Does that make me DJ?
Oh,
hi, Becky. Can I be Becky?
No. Well, if you're DJ, you get to marry Pavel Bure, so.
Yeah, you marry a hockey player. I don't think you're Becky.
I really liked Becky, though.
Yeah, well, what do you think?
Yeah, and then, of course, Jesse's Greek,
not
so
Stephanie.
That takes care of you. And
Jesse and the Rippers.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. And plus, you play a mean guitar. We know this about
you. Yeah, absolutely. I didn't play with the Beach Boys, though, in the Kokomo video.
Hated that.
Come on. What do you mean you hated it? Why?
I hated the video.
You have a problem with Uncle Jesse playing with the Beach Boys?
He wasn't. I didn't like it.
Did we just strike something here? Did you see that? He got really upset about it. It's almost as if Uncle Jesse was chosen over Dave Preston. That's how upset he got.
No, he's chosen over Uncle Joey, who...
Actually, funny you say that, because he does bear a striking resemblance to Dave Coulier.
If he does, cut it out.
Oh, I did that.
You did it.
Where's Alanis Morissette when you need her?
Oh, boy.
You know, mentioned London Fletcher. Michael Jordan also wasn't 38 when he said it the first time, too. 99%,
no,
right?
But he was way older than 38 when he said it the third time.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
So we know he's definitely done with the Redskins, but the question is he going north? New England.
Ooh.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be
That's
surprised.
Good,
I wouldn't be surprised either, but how much are you going to pay him? Well, London's all about, he'll be about the money. Like he said the other day, if someone offers me a $15 million one-year contract, I'm, he laughs. I'm not going to say no.
Right.
But to last 254, 255, 256, if everything goes well, 256 consecutive games played in a collision sport in a position where you are doing a lot of the colliding. that is an achievement in and of itself, where you have to be on your feet moving around. Granted, each position is a little bit different. The punishment a quarterback takes is more than a punishment a linebacker takes, but to last over 250 straight games, very impressive, Mr. Fletcher.
Yeah, and of course he's a fan favorite, so to see him walk away, I'm sure a lot of fans are a little bit bummed by that.
Well, yeah, probably. I don't think you get a full house on Sunday just because London Fletcher's walking away.
No, well, not for a 3-11 team. But do you think he's a Hall of Famer?
I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer. I don't think he's a slam dunk Hall of Famer like Ray Ray.
Yeah.
But I think, 116 tackles a year at least, leads teams in tackles, the consecutive games. I mean, the durability is going to be his legacy, I think, right?
Yeah. The Redskins Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I don't
One
think
of
he's
the
a
90
he's,
greatest Redskins.
I don't know if he's a.
I
don't think he's a first ballot. Maybe first or second ballot. I don't know.
I think he's borderline, and I don't think ultimately he'll get in. He doesn't have the rings that Art Monk did to sort of put him over the top when he finally got voted in. Plus, he doesn't have any distinctions like having the most catches ever at one point.
So he just hasn't missed a game in his career. I mean, that's
right.
That's
so. And to me, longevity plays a role.
Absolutely. And the tackles he's made.
And I think that'll get him in the conversation.
Yes.
But ultimately, I think he's going to fall short because he didn't make the same level of impact plays. And quite frankly, he played on a lot of teams that didn't matter.
Like Ray Lewis.
Yeah, he did get the one Super Bowl early in his career.
Right.
But after that, he played on a bunch of Buffalo teams that stunk. The Redskins stunk for most of the time that he was here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hate to say it, but he's probably going to fall short.
He's a Chris Hamburger type candidate where the Veterans Committee, maybe 20,
eventually,
30 years from now, he gets in, but he's not a surefire candidate at that position. Too many other great linebackers. And too many guys ahead of him that his longevity can't put him over the top.
He was consistent, but he wasn't epic. Just to sum that up.
There you go.
The craziest thing, standing next to him doing interviews, he's not that big of a guy.
No, he's
to last as long as he did, as small as he is, he's a big safety.
And for him to make that transition to the 3-4, because he does not, in terms of his stature, fit that scheme even a little bit. So, I mean, for him to get into that, I mean, I thought that was great. What about the game on Sunday, since there actually is a game? Yeah, yeah. Redskins, Cowboys. Redskins.
Game.
The Redskins playing for nothing. Dallas has everything to play for, because if they win both games, they're going to win the division. So if they lose this game, then they're really again behind the eight ball.
Has Dallas recovered from last week? That's going to be the big thing.
It's
a week-to-week league. I get it. And you don't have many opportunities. You have to turn the page quickly. But we've seen it with Romo in the past. We've seen it a number of times. They've lost two straight like this now. And coming in here, you know, it's going to be a stadium that's at least half Cowboy fans.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a 72-degree afternoon. You have to wonder what kind of effect that's going to have on the crowd. Yes, the Redskins want to go out and win for London Fletcher and, you know, send Dallas packing. But it's a matter of, you know, once the Redskins come out, if they get hit in the mouth, are they going to fold this? Because they're like, all right, well, we tried and
right.
The end of the year, we're done.
They're also playing a team that is on pace to allow over 6,000 yards. That's happened just once before last year, the Saints, and they didn't have their head coach. This is a very, I mean, as bad as we've been to the Redskins defense this year, they've actually moved up to, I think, 20th in the league. Dallas is dead last. They rank, the Baltimore Colts in 1981 went 2-14, gave up 5,900 yards. The Cowboys are worse than that.
Right.
Yeah.
They're just, I think it's going to be tough not to score against this team.
True,
but it is
true.
A week-to-week league, but it's a very inviting defense.
And they give up over 300 yards, or right about 300 yards through the air a game. I mean, that's a lot.
Right, so I anticipate Cousins having a big game, and I picked him up for my
Morris
fantasy team. That's
200 yards against his team last year, the last game of the year.
Right.
So, you know, expect to see him too.
Stat of the day, Kirk Cousins has never thrown for under 300 yards in a game that he started.
There you go.
All two of them.
Well, I think he'll go 3 for 3. Who do we like in this game?
I like the Redskins. And that's a first in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I haven't said that in this room in a long time.
I mean, I think it's all about rattling Romo. And I think it's about rattling Romo.
Nice.
My favorite sandwich is a Romo sandwich, sex sandwich. Think that...
Interesting.
Yeah.
Kirk... I agree with you guys. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think the defense is going to suck. But I think basically it comes down to, are the Redskins going to rally if they get hit?
Right.
And if they rally, then we'll win.
Yeah. George?
I can't believe I'm going to say it either, but I think they're going to win the game. I do. I think they go something like 24-17. And just they win by a touchdown, and Cousins plays well, and Dallas finds a way at the end to just do what Dallas does.
The Redskins winning 38-33. And
it's going to be high scoring.
The game is won by a pick six, London Fletcher.
Ooh, man.
And the Cowboys are up 33-31 with under 2 minutes to play. And instead of running out the clock, Romo checks down, throws right to Fletcher, and he runs the ball.
That does sound very
good. I always appreciate stories better than the actual
defeat
play,
from
how
the jaws
teams actually
of
go.
Piece of history for the Sunday's date, the 22nd. That was the final game at RFK in 1996.
Ooh.
They played the Cowboys.
How about that?
Wow.
So
they won that one. It was
me.
Like 37-10 or something.
That's
like
it for me.
I think the Redskins win 35-31. I don't have anything as
why not
specific.
Wonderful
last
as that.
Week you did.
I did, and I was wrong, but I did.
I did.
Shockingly,
I was wrong.
Romo will throw a pick six. I think that's pretty much
guaranteed.
A given.
Guaranteed. Yeah.
Let's say that Cousins goes for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns.
I like it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And then it's quarterback controversy.
Oh, stop it. There's no controversy. There's not going to be any quarterback
controversy.
You
and I know that, but local sports talk radio isn't going to know that. That's going to be the narrative. And speaking of narrative, we've run out of it. Rob Woodfork signing off alongside George Wallace, Megan Clardy, and Dave Preston. We will talk to you guys next week. Happy holidays.